Hi, everybody. This is Jordan, and we are going to be talking about... Kayla, want to tell them?
So today we are going... Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kids Comic Con's panel talk. Today we are going to talk about how you balance your creative pursuits with your work obligations, because, you know, everybody got to make that money. So we both had experience with this. So we are going to be talking to you all a little bit about that, sharing our experiences, our little tips and tricks. I think we have a lot of things to talk about today.
Yep. So Kayla, how do you balance your work and your creative endeavors?
It's definitely something, it's been something that I have developed. You know, it's a process to develop like a schedule or like a structure, but I think that definitely is part of it, is key to balancing. It's just having a structure that you can follow. So you set aside time to work on your creative stuff, because a lot of the times if you're doing a day job or something, you usually have a schedule. Like that's something that's pretty, you have set hours for that. So, you know, outside of that, finding time and making time really to work on your creative stuff is really important, because that's the key. Because if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. And then you're going to end up just, you know, having like a failed purpose because you're not going to be doing your creative stuff. So it's definitely important. I think that's the first and foremost thing, is to make time for your creative stuff outside of whatever obligations you have, and then to do it. So that's definitely my number one tip. Yes. Do you have something similar or any other? What do you balance?
Procrastination nation over here.
Oh boy. Yep. It's full. Yep.
I mean, I've gotten here.
Do you have any tips or any ways, specific ways that you balance your creative stuff with your work life?
Yes. I have gotten better at procrastinating. Good thing. And I have also, I try to make a schedule for myself. So I usually go on my phone, go to calendar or whatever I have to put my reminders and stuff down. And I put down my set times. Yeah. I have my certain activities or, to do work or something. So I know that this part is booked up. Oh, I can't do this. I can do that. So nothing overlaps. And so I also make time that I can be creative. So I consider Kids Comic Con's panel talk creativity. And yeah, I try to stay in a certain schedule. So I love being like free and everything, but everything gets like all jumbled up. So schedules work for me the best.
Yeah, I definitely get that. That is something that is, it's like that goes kind of along schedule, because you know, and that works for, I think it's key, because it works for you no matter where or what age you are, what level you're at with your creative work. Even if you're, for example, you're in high school, about to be going to college. So you're in high school. So you have school and homework on top of doing creative stuff. And then for me, I graduated, but I have a job. And it's just still scheduling. You can, no matter where, which is like the goal. This is why I think it's like the golden rule.
Yeah, scheduling, I think we're both on the same track here. We both believe in scheduling. So I think that's the best way to go. Also, the best way to go is to, what is it? Now I'm blanking on it. Jeez. also is to have other tactics that you can use. So like, you have to time your things in a manner that you're not like squished together, so you don't get overwhelmed. It's important not to get overwhelmed with things. So try and at least like give yourself like a couple minutes in between so you're not stressed out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Managing stress is definitely something that's important to talk about because it's not always easy. You know, it's a lot easier said than done to be like, oh, you know, just schedule it and make time and, you know, do like, just, it's just a lot easier said than done to actually make it happen. But, you know, you can, when you think about scheduling and stuff, it can maybe feel a little overwhelming, maybe feel like another obligation, not necessarily something that is fun for you. So I definitely think that that's another thing to keep in mind is finding ways to avoid stress and to just remind yourself that creativity is fun, you know, like what you're doing, you're passionate about it and you want to continue to do that. And so just keeping that reminder is always good. I think at least for me, that's a good way to kind of motivate myself if I'm not feeling like I want to do my creative stuff in the time that I've set for it, you know, just remind myself, this is what I want to do. This is fun. Like, this is not really work. Like it's takes a lot of time, but an effort, but it's, you know, at the end of the day, you got to remember, you know, why you're doing it, why it makes you happy. And that's another good way to just stay motivated to continue to do that work.
Yeah. But, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, because that, you know, your work life can become real stressful, overwhelming. You know, you come home from a long day at school or work, you're like, I just want to relax, like I don't want to even think about doing it. But you know, it could also be a way to escape, you know, your creative stuff. You know, it could also itself be a stress reliever. So just, you know, try to look at it from different angles and see, you know, just try to get out of your head a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, and also that comes with that is when you're doing your activities and everything, you want to set goals for yourself. So mm-hmm. How do you set goals for yourself, Kayla?
So that's a really good point you bring up. Like setting goals is definitely another way to stay motivated. For me, I like to write my goals down. And I've heard this is like an old trick that I've heard many like people tell me before, is to write your goals down. And that really helped me because it just gives me something to look at and I can see what I want to do. And it could be like, you know, I usually write down, I actually have my goals right here in front of me. I have four. So I don't like to overwhelm myself with a lot, but I have like, four, I usually try to track three or four main goals, things that I could definitely achieve and are possible so that I'm not overwhelmed with feeling like, oh, I have all these goals. How am I going to get them all done? You know, that kind of thinking. Instead, I just pick like three or four main ones that I can get done. And then it usually works out pretty well. And then some of them are bigger. Some of them are smaller. It takes a little longer. It takes a little less time for some. But that's usually what I do is I write them down. See, think about what's possible. And then also try to challenge myself, you know, push a little bit out of my comfort zone to get some more work done, be a little more creative in it. It always feels good in the end.
So. Yeah. I think that idea is such a good thing to do. I think I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, it's great. I literally just like write it down and I make it fun. I make it colorful. Like I use colorful markers and I mark up a page and I put my goals on a page and stick on my wall. So they're always right there for me to look at. And it's helpful because it's like inspiring. It's like, and I even write on the note, like, you got this, you can do it. You know, I write myself my own motivational quotes because sometimes you need that, you know, you need to be your own cheerleader sometimes. That's another big part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like my stuff that I do for goals, it's not really goals. I feel like in my head, I have set things and I plan to tackle. So this is what I usually do for homework. Like I say, oh, I'm going to do social studies first, or I'm going to do English first. I know, and I say what work I'm gonna do, and then when I get it done, I'm gonna be like, okay, when I get all my work done, I'm like, now I have time to relax.
Yeah, absolutely. Prioritizing is a big thing, and not even just like, you know, of course for school, but even in your creative work. I know for me personally, for creative, I have like so many ideas going on in my head all the time. Like I like to write, that's my creative thing, right? So I always have ideas for stories, for characters, for scenes, for like, you know, settings. I have all these ideas bouncing around in my head all the time. And it's very tempting for me to just start a new project all the time. You start a new project, but that can also lead me to a roadblock, right? Because then I have all these unfinished things and it's discouraging because I'm like, oh, I have all this work, but it's nothing's ever finished. And you know, you always feel good when you have a finished product. So that's one thing to definitely keep in mind too, is you have to have some scheduling, even like sub-scheduling within your scheduling of, you know, having time to do your creative work. Beneath that is actually prioritizing and organizing within your creative field so that you actually get stuff done. Because, you know, when you actually make products with your creative work, that's when you feel really powerful and really able to do more with your creativity and then succeed and develop from that. So that's another one of my major tips to any young artists out there. Make sure you do it and you finish something. Can be anything. Just get a project done, start to finish. That will make
I know that there's probably
Go ahead.
I know that there's probably a lot of projects that you have to do, and I was wondering how do you decide which one you're going to pursue or which one you're not, which ones you're going to do first, which ones you're going to do last, which ones you're going to do in between? So how do you decide that?
That's a good question. Usually for me, if there's an idea that's been reoccurring, you know, that's been on my mind, I've been really thinking about, like, I'll have this one idea spark and then like the next day I'll think of something else for that idea and add on to that and then add on to that the next day. If there's like, it's like continuing, like it's really rolling in my head, it's really getting somewhere, then I'm like, okay. And I've already written some stuff down from the original idea, then I'm like, all right, this is not going away. This needs to happen. This needs to start. So that's actually what happened when I wrote my first novella, which is the longest project I've written. For those of you who don't know, a novella is like 20, mine was like 25,000 words. It's like, and a novel is 50,000. So it's 25,000 words for my novella. That was the longest project I've ever written. And that was a senior thesis project for college, for undergrad. And that was actually came from an idea that I had sophomore year of college. And I just like came up with these four characters and I just couldn't get them out of my head. I was like, I fell in love with them. I knew their story. I was like, this is what they're doing. This is who they are. This is what they're doing. This is their mission. Like, it was just like, I had to stick with it. And I had to write all these little short stories and things for class. And I had, you know, in my own downtime and I'm doing my own writing, I have those little short scenes and I have other stories in the books, like in the makings, whatever. But I stuck with this idea because it just was there. And I was like, okay, this obviously means something. If it's not going away, that means it's gotta be something. So then I just stick with it. So that's definitely one thing. If you have an idea that's not going away, or you just like, you know, you just keep on thinking of it, then that's definitely a sign you should stick with it and get it done.
Also, I think adding to that, you also want to write down your ideas. So mm-hmm. Say you're going to bed or something, write down those ideas on a notebook so you remember them and you can look back and be like, oh, it's such a great idea. I want to build up on it.
Yeah, I don't even want to tell you how many times it's happened to me or I've thought of something that's like, oh, this could be such a cool idea for a story or whatever. And then I'll forget to write it down. And then the next day I want to remember what it is. And I'm like, oh, because I remember it was a good idea, but I don't remember what it is. So that's definitely a very good point, is to write it down, keep a notebook, your phone, whatever it is that you have on you, just write it down, because that's very helpful. You know, just keeping everything alive is the point here.
Yeah. Yes. However, I once had a dream where, and I had an idea, then I woke up and I'm like, what was the idea? What was it? And so I was like, thinking about the whole entire day, and I was like, you know what, I can't even think about it, but I know it was a good idea, I just can't think of it.
See, that's the trouble with that, you know, it's not always reliable up here. You got to put it down on paper sometimes.
Yeah, should have done it right as I woke up.
Yep, that's good. As soon as you remember it, just put it down on paper. It's important, for sure. Oh man. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jordan. It was great having this conversation with you and learning a little bit more about how you do a lot of balancing. Because, you know, I always like to hear about how other people manage their work and their creativity because it's definitely something worth talking about. You know, it's something that people struggle with, creative struggle with. So thanks for talking to me and asking me questions. It's always great co-hosting this show with you. So you're an excellent interviewer.
Well, thank you. Right back at you.
Thank you so much. So that's all for today, everybody. As always, thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. And we will be back next time with more on Kids Comic Con's panel talk. Thanks so much. See you guys next time.